Parshas Chayisara begins with, according to most Meforshim, it is after the 10th Nisoyin. Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisoyinus, like the Mishnah says. 10th Nisoyin was Akedah. According to many people, the 10th Nisoyin actually was the Misa of Sarah. And the whole backwards and forwards and the negotiating and the shock of his return and finding Sarah not alive, that according to many Rishonim is actually the 10th Nisoyin. But there's a very, very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says, Vayokom Avraham, Perik Chof Gimel Posa Gimel, Vayokom Avraham Ma'al Pnei Mesoi, Avraham stood up Ma'al Pnei Mesoi, Vaydabe El Bnei Ches Lemo, and he spoke to Bnei Ches saying, what does Meshach Vayokom Avraham? Vayokom Avraham Ma'al Pnei Mesoi, he got up. That word Vayokom Avraham seems to be redundant. Vayokom Avraham Ma'al Pnei, basically he got up, Vaydabe El Bnei Ches. Why couldn't he just say, he did smart, Vaydabe El Bnei Ches, same he spoke to Bnei Ches. What's Vayokom Avraham Ma'al Pnei Mesoi? He got up from Pnei Mesoi, and then he spoke to Bnei Ches. So the Balaturim learns a halacha, that is, by the way, that it's also to negotiate in front of the mace. Malamit sha also le sapa lifnei ha-mace. It's also to start talking about redundant things in front of the mace. But also for Yaakov. So the Medrash brings down a fascinating Medrash. The Medrash says as follows. He says that the Sotan came to Avraham Avinu and pointed an accusing finger at him. But Yaakov Avraham al-Pnei mace, says the Medrash, Malamit. The Malach Moves came and started, Yiddish should say, chepering with him. He had started antagonizing him. He started pointing fingers at him. Matris, says the Oruch, Inyan Melchoma v'Hiskaros. He started getting at him. And he said to him, Al Yotcha Mesa Sora, because of you, Sora died. Ilu Loyakadto Benecha, were you not to go through the process of as if you'd done a keder to your son, loy hoysa mesa dying, should never yet have died. Ukidei she ischarit a mesa keder omakein. He did it in order that Avraham Avinu should regret the fact they did the keder. Ulekach omav yokom, loshon zeros, means a yokom means he got up and quickly dealt with the kavura of sorrow, that he should not dwell, he should not delve into his sorrow, he shouldn't get too deep into what was going on in his whole situation or how bad it was, that the Yetzahara, the Satan, should not have ability to make him regret the fact he wanted to do the Akedah. Adkan Divrei HaMedrash. Okay, asked Rav Henoch Lebowitz a few very, very strong questions. First of all, Avraham Avinu was willing to sacrifice his own son on the Akedah. Avraham Avinu was his 10th Nisoyin in the Akedah. He's willing to take his own son and sacrifice him, kill him on a Mizbeach, something that he'd been speaking about all his life that was Asa. And now he's willing to do that. He's young, fresh, 30, in his 30, in his 30, he's willing to go and kill him. Just because now he comes back and his elderly wife was Nifta, would he not have done the Akedah? Would he have regretted the Akedah? He's willing to kill his own son. Who's dealing with him? Avraham Avinu. He's willing to kill his own son. So he wasn't willing to go through that kid just because his wife died because of that. Okay, things happen. But would he have regretted it because of that? Number one. Number two, Avraham Avinu was told by Kodesh Baruch he did the right thing. Ki borecha v'rechecho, I'll give you brachos, v'halba arbe zareich, and you'll become fruitful. You did an unbelievable thing. Ki adati na'a nogu l'mala sheit, savis bonus v'esa achrov. Avraham Avinu did an unbelievable thing. Kodesh Baruch spoke to him in a way that few people have ever been spoken to before. Incredible haftochus. Incredible brachos for the future, of his future of Klal Yisrael, of being fruitful, of being multiple, of being successful. Avraham Avinu is going to regret all that because his wife died. Number two. Number three, as we discussed in the past, the Balei Musa believe that nobody can cause anybody any harm unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that to happen. If that's the case, Ein Odom Noikev Etzboi Mumato Ela Inke Machrizen Oisom Mumalo. A person has not stabbed their finger down here in this world unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed it in the world above. And therefore, Sarah was obviously going to die. Avraham Avinu cannot in any way speed up her death if she was not destined to die anyway. So she was destined to have. Rav Avinu knew that. He didn't hold like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, according to some opinions, yeah, and various other opinions. He didn't hold that. He knew, according to Rav Henoch, that it's not possible to speed up Sarah's death. If that is the case, he knew that it must be Nigzar in Shemayim on Rosh Hashanah, that Sarah should die at this time. So she's going to die. So he came back, and a sultan says to him, you know, you're the one who did it. Oh, no, I wasn't. In Shemayim, the destiny, she should die now. What's Drace that cop would drive me crazy for? So what is this for Yochum and the zeros? He quickly got out of it and he worked on himself. He's willing for her to die because he did a tremendous thing and never regretted the Arkada. And he knew it wasn't because of him. So what's this whole thing? What's for Yochum? Says Rav Henoch Leibowitz like this. He said, of course, Avraham Avinu intellectually realized that he calculated very carefully that it wasn't his fault. And he knew that he would never regret that Akeda. But when a person is upset, when a person is in depression, when a person is wallowing in self-pity, then the Yetzirah has an ability to affect him. Avraham Avinu will not have affected in an incredible way, but in a very small measure, in one small little nakuda, in a duck shiba duck, the smallest of the smallest amount, he could have affected Avraham Avinu and he could have regretted to a smallest, minutest amount what he did. And that was what Avraham Avinu was afraid about. Of course he never would have regretted the whole force of the Arkada. Of course not. Of course he knew Sarah was going to die. But when a person is in self-pity, when a person is in Yeush, then a person doesn't think through things to its fullest extent. He is not able to rationalize fully. And therefore, the Satan knew that when he is down in this level, he could get to him, and in the smallest, minutest amount he can take away from Avraham Avinu's wonderful, wonderful thing that he did with Arkada. That was what the Satan tried to do. And that was what Avraham Avinu fought against. Rav Henoch brings a Maisa from Eliyahu Novi. Eliyahu Novi goes in the marketplace, and this fellow starts yelling at him, and starts antagonizing him, and starts upsetting him. So Eliyahu Novi turns around and says to him, excuse me, tell me, what is your problem? Do you learn? He says, me learn? I can't learn. You all know this story, right? I can't learn. He said, what do you mean you can't learn? He said, I don't have a brain. He said, wait a moment, when Shemayim, when you die, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take you to Din V'Cheshbon, and he's going to say to you, why didn't you learn Torah? He said, don't worry, I have the perfect answer. I do not have the kalim. I don't have the brain's ability, the intellect to be able to learn. And that's going to be my excuse. So Eliyahu Novi turns around to him and says to him, and tell me, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm a hunter. And how do you hunt? He said, I take seeds from a flax and I plant it, and from that I let it grow, and eventually I cut it down and I make nets from it. I put it into a thread, and then I weave nets, and with these nets I take these nets and I put it out just in the right time when the animals come and I trap them. So you know, that all sounds pretty clever. That's very clever, that's amazing. And that you all do have the intellect for. And Torah you don't have the intellect for. You're not going to get away with this excuse. I'll tell you, it's going to fall flat. And the Medrash says that a man started to cry. Eliyahu Novi said to him, "Ksiv ki koriv lecha dovam ha'oy b'fichal b'vavchal ha'asoysoy." It's very easy to learn Torah. Miyad hira hira b'liboy. The man started to make din v'cheshbon. V'heirim koloy b'bechi, and he lifted up his voice and cried. Amarti loy. Eliyahu Novi said to him, "Bni, my son, al yer lecha. Don't be so bad to you. It's all right." It happens to everybody. Don't worry about it. Also, Henoch Leibowitz, Eliyahu HaNovi had the perfect kirov opportunity. This guy has been a lowlife all his life. He's never studied bichlal. Now, eventually, he managed to get him in a position that he has charata. Fantastic. Perfect position. The guy has charata. He is regretting the fact that he has not learned all his life. And he starts crying. And he starts doing tshuva. And he starts wailing in his pain what a terrible thing he did, which is a fantastic thing. And Eliyahu Novi says to him, no, don't cry, don't worry, it happens to everybody. What's he doing? You're messing up. You got exactly where you want him to be. And now you're spoiling the whole thing. Says Rav Henoch Leibowitz, then of course it's right to do tshuva. Of course it's right to have charata. But to get depressed, to start crying, to start wailing, to start, no, that's not going to get you anywhere. Forget about it, don't worry about it. Forget about charata right now. Don't do tshuva. It's a big mitzvah to do tshuva. Don't do it. Forget about it. Because if he's going to come through a depression, if he's going to come through a way, they're going to be so upset, nothing good will come out from this. You know, the Kotzkis had a very sharp avot. Kotzkis says, and the Mishnah says, Kishen shenichnas ador marbim besimcha. Yeah, Kishen shenichnas ador, Kishen shenichnas av mamatim besimcha, Kishen ador marbim besimcha. He said different times in a person's life. At a certain time in a person's life when he is on the up, he's learning, he's growing, he's improving. He's marbim. He's increasing. His learning is increasing, is doing better. So obviously when a person learns and a person increases and a person is doing good, nichnas ador, we're all on the up, we're all feeling good. Marbim, when you're marbim, when you're doing good, how should you do it besimcha? When you're doing good, when you're growing and you're steiging besimcha, he says also, k'shem shenichnas ador marbim besimcha, k'shenichnas av mematim, when you have a stage in a person's life, when things aren't going that great, and he's not growing, and he's being mamait, all he's trying to do is fight against his yetzahara, make sure it doesn't fall, mamatim, how do you do mamatim? Do it besimcha. The mamatim, even when you're just holding and you're not doing that much, you aren't growing that much, you're just holding it, don't do a verse, do it mamatim, how? Besimcha, do it besimcha. Because if a person falls into depression, a person falls into yeush, he gives up, then it's poshut, it doesn't have any success from his future, nothing's going to happen. So can I spend that? Avram Avinu knew that the Yetzer Hara has an ability to distract him if he is going to be in Yeush. Avram Avinu had in front of him the tremendous mitzvah of Avedus for his wife. The Gemara says, could anyone who sheds a tear for a person who's nifta is an incredible schus. And his wife, sitting for Sarah Imenu, who is a Navi greater than him, unbelievable schus, what a fantastic mitzvah to do. And he's not willing to go along with our Vedas, because it may small Avera, the small doubt, the smallest doubt of whether he did the right thing with Akedah may come to his mind. So the Henoch Rebbe, it's another lesson from here. We see from here that first of all, like we said, how dangerous depression is, and second of all, you can have the biggest mitzvahs in the world in front of you. Tremendous mitzvah, the mitzvah of Avedus. But if it's going to in any way take away from your levels of Yirah Shemayim, if it's going to bring a person down to have depression, if it's going to come with that kind of price, it is not worth paying the price of that of a mitzvah. Even the biggest mitzvah, if it's going to come through a depression, or if it's going to come through a way of Chas v'Chalila making a person do something with bad midas. Now, it doesn't mean if a person is depressed, yeah, going to shul on Tisha B'Av, he shouldn't go to shul. Yeah, he has to work on himself. A person has to know what Avedus is. But a person should understand and appreciate that a person is not a machine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want a person to go through mitzvahs ba'atzvus. And a person will have din v'cheshbon to go through atzvus. But the concept, the idea, has to be that a person's got to work on themselves, not allow themselves, chas v'chalila, to fall into any form of depression or any form of lack of midas, even if a big mitzvah will come out from that. That's the first lesson.
Should I open out the window? Sorry. Sure.
Yep. That's the first lesson. Later on in the parasha, we have another point at how to do a mitzvah. The pasuk says, by Eliezer and Rivka. The pasuk says Eliezer is sent on a mission, and he's supposed to be out there to find a wife for Yitzchok. The pasuk says, he makes his whole plan that he's going to ask this girl to feed the camels. If she said, I'll feed you and the camels. No, he's going to ask the girl to feed him, and if she offers to feed the camels, that'll be the right one. And it carries on and it says, Rivka Yitzes, she comes out, Vanara Tovas Marim, she's very good looking, Vat Terid Ha'aino, and she goes to the well, Vatimale Kador V'Toal, and she goes down and she fills up her Kad V'Toal and she brings it up. Okay? Vayotza Eved Ikroso, and the Eved runs towards her, Vayoyim, and he says to her, Hagmi'ini Nom Atmai Mikadech, give me some water from your Kad. Says Rashi, why did he run to water? Says Rashi, Vayoros ever dekroso, lefi shiro sha'olul hamayim likroso. Because he saw that the water came up towards her, that is why he ran towards her. He saw Maisa Nes. Saw Nes happening. Okay? Says the Ramban, a duke. The Ramban says, later on, after he ran towards her, he said to her, can I please have to drink? And she said, yes, I'll give you to drink, and I'll also give to your camel to drink. And the Pasuk says, Vatamahe vatad kada al shaykes. She brought her kad to the shaykes. Vatoras oidela ve'er lishoi vatisha lekal gomalov. And she went to draw it, and she drew it to all the gemalim as well. Says the Ramban, how do we know that earlier on, when he saw her the first time, the water came up towards her, and she didn't draw water? Because in the pasuk it did not say the word that she drew the water. All it said was, Vatimale kado, and her kad was filled. It did not say she went down to fill the kad. If that's the case, says the Ramban, later on in the pasuk, when it says she went out to feed all the kamalim, it says Loshen Vatishav, and she drew, which means that the pasuk is telling me that there the water did not come up towards her. The only reason, the only proof we have earlier on that it was done through a nest, it didn't say the water, the lashon that she drew the water. It became filled up. Later on with the gemalim, it says very clearly that she drew the water, which means there was no nest. Asks the achronim, if that is the case, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is clearly doing a nes to Rivka because he loves Rivka, because she is a great woman, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to make her life easy, why, when it's just drawing one pitcher of water for her own family, does it say that Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the water towards her? But later on, when it comes to drawing for all the camels, 10 camels, with all the camel drivers, which is a huge amount of water, it does not say that the water came towards her. In fact, she had to go physically, the 3-year-old girl had to go physically and draw the water herself. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu not do a nes? Answer the Kedushas Levi. Who's the Kedushas Levi? Levi Yitzchok. Levi Yitzchok B'ditchuv. Yeah? Levi Yitzchok says that this. He says, when it came to looking after her own needs, looking after her own family, not such a big mitzvah, there she did not mind if the maisa was done through a nes. If it's done through a nes, a Kodesh Baruch Hu helps with a mitzvah, let a Kodesh Baruch Hu help her. That's fantastic. But when it comes to doing a maisa mitzvah for other people, when it comes to putting yourself out for other people, when it comes to investing yourself in other people, I do not want a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help with this. I don't want it. I want to work myself. You should know that there were times where Eliyahu HaNavi came and taught Torah. Yeah, do you know that? There's a whole sefer called Magid Meshorim, where Eliyahu HaNavi came to Yosef Kaira and they would learn together in his house. In Tzfas today, his house is still there. And the room where he learned is still there. And Yosef Kaira, would learn with Eliyahu HaNavi. Well, not Eliyahu HaNavi, with a Magid. Sorry, not Eliyahu HaNavi. With a Magid, with a Malach. And he taught him Divrei Kabbalah. And there's a sefer called Magid Meshorim, which is with the sefer of what the Limudim took place. It said that the Vilna Gaon was offered to have a Malach to teach him, to have a Chavrusa with him. And he was not willing to take the Malach. He said, I want to learn myself. I do not want any help from Shemaim. I want to learn myself. It's possible that he'll reach understanding. He wouldn't. Doesn't matter. That is not Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is that I should come and reach conclusions myself, to be ma'amitz myself, to work hard. So when it came to her own needs, fine, I don't mind if a Kodesh Baruch Hu helps me. But when it comes to other people, when it comes to doing a mitzvah for other people, I don't want any help. I want to work myself and do the mitzvah in shleimus. Lufum tzara agra. According to the work, that's the schar you get. That chinuch was so great of Rivka. Listen to this unbelievable vot. Says brought down over here. Who said this? This is the Kedushas Levi brings this down. I think it's the Kedushas Levi. It's brought down over here in the Yunich Chaim, Reb Chaim Shmal. I'm not sure the Kedushas Levi. Haven't seen it inside, but he says there's a medrash. The medrash says that Kedush Baruch Hu dressed up Adam Harishon with Kesoines Oyer, with clothing made out of leather. It's brought down that these clothing had a special power. That the power of these clothing was that they were able to attract animals. And when the animals saw these clothing, they came towards them, and they were able to trap the animals very easy. Instead of them running after the animals came to them. Okay? Adam Arishon had these clothing. Noach took these clothing into the Teva. He gave them to his son Chom, who gave it to his son Cush, who gave it to Nimrod. And that's why it says Nimrod was a Gibor Chayil. He was a very strong man because he was able to hunt very easily because the animals came to him. It's brought down in the Medrash that on the day that Avram Avinu died, Esav HaRosha killed Nimrod and he took his clothing. And that's why it says Yedei Atzayid. Esav knew Yedei Atzayid how to hunt because his animals came to him. He wore Nimrod's clothing. Later on in the parasha, it's brought down that Esav gave his clothing to his mother to look after. And he went out to hunt. What clothing were they? These were the clothing of Nimrod that his special hunting clothing gave to his mother. The question is, he's out there hunting. That is what his father told him to do. Tzeid li tzeid, bring me something that's hunted. So why did he possibly go out and leave his clothing, his super duper clothing, the animals would come to him by his mother? Now's the time, the father sent it as quickly as possible, bringing a food. Your father's hungry, let's go. This is the time you leave your clothing with your mother. So what did Yaakov do? Yaakov took these clothing, put them on, animals came to him very quickly, that's why he's able to do it very, very fast, right? And when he came in, Yitzchak said to Yaakov Avinu, I smell a reich of Gan Eden. What's reich of Gan Eden? Because the smell of Gan Eden from the Adam Harishon of all these clothing was still in these clothes. Yeah, goat's clothing don't smell that great. But the reich of Gan Eden asks the Balei Musa, why did Esav do that? Why did he wear this clothing? Why did he leave it at home? The teretz is because even Esav appreciated that when it comes to doing a mitzvah, I don't look for shortcuts. When it comes to following my father's decree, when it comes to looking after my father doing a mitzvah, I don't keep my clothing on. I don't use a super duper helping from my Kodesh Baruch. I want to work hard myself in order to be zeicher in this mitzvah kibud av v'aim. Even Esav understood that. And that's what Rivka is able to mechanech him. You don't look for a cheap mitzvah. You don't go along and say, "Ah, you know, let's do a mitzvah quickly this way." No, you look in how to fulfill a mitzvah in the fullest possible way. And with that message, if have one more vault. Before Avram Avinu sent out Eliezer, it says in Perek Chof Dalad, "Avram zochim bo bayom, and Avram is getting older. VaHashem beirach es Avram b'kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave everything to Avram. VaYoyme Avraham el Avdoi zekan beisoi." To the Zakam Beisoi, was Zakam Beisoi, the elder of his home, Hamishel B'chol HaShiloi, who looks after all his possessions. Simna Yotcho Tachas Yireichi, make a Shavua, V'ashpiyachol B'Hashem Elikei HaShemayim, make a Shavua, and a whole long drosh of what Shavua he has to make. So ask the Be'er Maim Chaim, what's going on here? You excuse me if you Chassidish is farm today, yeah? What's going on over here? Why does the post have to say Zekam Beisoy and Moish B'chol HaShiloi? Just say Vayoyim Avram El Avdoi. He said to his Eved Eliezer, what's Zekam Beisoy and Moish B'chol HaShiloi? Number one. Number two, what's this whole Shavua? Make a Shavua Bashbirch Bo Hashem Melekei HaShemayim Melekei HaOres Asher L'Sikach Ishoi, don't take woman. What's this whole Shavua? He doesn't trust him. The post says that he gave him incredible wealth to take with him. In fact, he gave him a star that said in it that this star entitles a holder of this to give all my nechosim. Avram gave him all his money. Give him all his money. He doesn't trust him. So don't give him all the money. If you do trust him, what's this whole shmuas over here? What's this all about? Said Ben Maim Chaim like this. He said, this teaches us how particular a person's got to be when it comes to Maisa Mitzvah. He said, a person rocks into town and he doesn't know anybody. And he sees a beautiful, beautiful steakhouse. Yeah? Fantastic. Steaks there, wine in a wine, steak, which are aged steak in a wine sauce. Ah! And there's a special offer. And, he's starving. The French fries look fantastic through the window. People are eating there, enjoying themselves. And some of them look, they're wearing couples looking from. And he doesn't know anything about Hechshem in town. So he decides to make his own investigations. He walks inside. He's not going to stand and sit down. He wants to find out what the Heksher is. So he speaks to the Mashkiach. And the Mashkiach looks like a nice guy. No, he's got a beard. And he speaks a bit of Yiddish. Yeah, and he says to him, where's it from? And he tells him, oh, he's a trustworthy guy, he probably knows what he's doing, don kafschus, you know, no reason why to think otherwise, and no problem. He sits down and he eats a meal. Later on, the mashgiach comes and says, you're a new person in town, you look like you've got some money, I hope you don't mind. I feel uncomfortable, but I'm marrying off a daughter in a couple of months' time, and I need money. I need $10,000. Would it be at all possible to borrow $10,000 for you? And I'll send you the money. You know, back in a couple of years' time. And you know, and if you don't believe, if you don't trust me, is there anybody in town you like as an orev? Yeah, fine. Would the guy really give the money straight away? Who are you? Who do you say you are again? And how do you pay back? And who's the orev? The guy will not sleep until he gets every penny back. So why, when it comes to kashrus, yeah, this guy's trustworthy, he probably knows how to do the thing properly, he probably knows what shchita is, he probably knows how, what nikkur is, to take out the piece that aren't, the fats that aren't good, he probably knows how to check vegetables, he probably knows how to do bishul akum, do the wine, everything's fantastic. When it comes to borrowing $10,000 then, oh, I don't know, you know, I don't really know you very well, how can I? The teretz is, when it comes to ruchnius, okay, I trust him, everything will be fine. When it comes to gashmus with your own money, I don't really know, you know. Avraham Avinu did exactly the opposite. When it came to gashmus giving away his money, he trusted Eliezer, take my money, Gesundheit, there's no promises over here, there's no shavuos over here. This was the come base of Moshe b'kala shaloi. This is somebody he trusted. Yeah? The apostle said it's somebody he trusted with his money. No problem. He trusted him as a come base of Moshe b'kala shaloi. Everything he had, he trusted over when it comes to money. When it comes to marrying off his son, when it comes to marrying off his son, when it comes to ruchnius, then it doesn't help anything. And he makes a shvua, he doesn't trust him. He's got what you call in Yiddish nerven. He's got nerves, he's nervous. This is how it should be. Avraham Avinu taught us in this week's parasha a few lessons. Number one, that no mitzvah, ever great it is worth pain if it's going to come through depression, or is going to come in a way that chasron is going to come through bad midas. Obviously, a person can't say, no, Yiddishkeit depressed me, therefore not going to be a religious Jew. No, he's got to learn how he's supposed to work through this. He's supposed to learn how to enjoy it. And if a person doesn't enjoy it, there's something missing. But if the sotan can get him to smallest amount to regret it, it's not worth doing the tremendous mitzvah of Avedus. Also, we learned the koyach of investing in a mitzvah. Rivka did not want help from Shemayim when it helped to be doing a mitzvah. Esav learnt that. Esav did not want help with the hunting when it comes to doing a mitzvah. And that is what, by the way, who said the Fum Tzara Agra? Does anyone know who said in Pirkei Avos the Fum Tzara Agra? Ben Heihei Oimel le Fum Tzara. You know who Ben Heihei was, in other words? According to many Mepharshim, Ben Heihei changed his name later to Ben Bagbag. Do you know why? Because Ben Heihei means the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he did Geirus. In the times of the Romans, he did Geirus. Ben Heihei. Right? Ben Heihei. Later on, anybody who did Geirus, the Romans wanted to kill people who kept the Torah. Forget about people who do Geirus. So in order to disguise his name, he called himself Ben Bagbag. Bagbag is a gematria of Hei. Ben Bagbag. Base Gimel. Ben Heihei. Right? Ben Heihei, a Ger, who's willing to sacrifice so much for the sake of Rabbeinu Shalom, he can say the lesson of Fum Tzara Agra. He has a right to say such a thing, Fum Tzara Agra. That's another lesson in this week's parasha. And thirdly, be worried, be nervous. Fantastic, yes, be nervous when it comes to Ruchnius. When it comes to Gashmius, you're okay. You know, a person who wants to check, I said this in the past, when it comes to an Esrug, yeah, they're willing to find a closed box. When it comes to a mobile telephone, you know, I've got to just, mind if I just check it and to see if it works? And it should be the opposite. You know, don't buy an esrog in a box. Buy a telephone in a box. That's what we should learn from Avraham Avinu. Or buy both out of the box. Yeah? But don't have these steerers. And this is what it means to be an El Chayyid. That's what we taught in this week's parashas. Are always Hein Hein Hamarakova.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you